You're with SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, ada beberapa pelanggaran kecil di Australia yang dapat membuat Anda berhadapan dengan masalah yang mungkin tidak Anda ketahui. Dan konsekuensinya kadang-kadang bisa parah. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Audrey Borsche. Memiliki anjing yang tidak terdaftar, mengemudi dengan SIM luar negeri, tidak mengunci mobil Anda, dan merokok di area tertutup di stasiun kereta api. Itu semua dianggap pelanggaran kecil di Australia, namun dapat membuat Anda bermasalah dengan hukum. Jika di negara asal Anda memiliki undang-undang yang berbeda, Anda mungkin berisiko melakukan salah satu dari pelanggaran ini. Florence Montalvo Cruz adalah pengacara keluarga di layanan pengungsi bantuan hukum New South Wales. Ia mengatakan apa yang diperbolehkan di negara asal Anda mungkin berbeda di Australia.
One of the things that my dad likes to do is when he goes to the market, sometimes he tastes the fruit, for example, like a grape or something like that. And I know just going into the community and going into the shops and stores and things like that, I can see that a lot of people from different cultures have that similar practice. But what they don't understand is in that situation where they're taking fruit and they're trying and they're tasting it out in like Woolworths and Coles or those types of supermarkets, technically speaking, that's shoplifting.
Dan sementara Anda mungkin tidak akan ditahan, namun dapat diperdebatkan dan membuat situasi itu lebih meningkat. Montalvo Cruz mengatakan memainkan musik keras di mobil atau di rumah Anda sendiri adalah pelanggaran ringan yang sering tidak disadari oleh orang-orang banyak.
Coming from, you know, a cultural background where music is a big part of our background, our culture, you know, we love putting music on, and when we're at home, if we have a party or something like that, the music is very loud, and sometimes people don't know that there are also noise restrictions, so it can't be too late, especially during weekdays, and it can't be too early.
Cruz telah lama bekerja di dalam hukum keluarga, dan ia mengatakan bahwa masalah yang paling sering dilihatnya terkait dengan anak-anak yang tidak bersekolah.
Which a lot of parents don't understand is actually a big issue. So if a child doesn't go to school, the parents could be held responsible for that, and it could take the Department of Education to become more involved with the family. It could lead to the Department of Family and Community Services becoming involved with the family.
Masalah lain yang sering dia saksikan adalah pasangan yang telah berpisah melecehkan yang satu melalui telepon dan pesan teks. Hal itu dapat menyebabkan polisi akan mengeluarkan perintah penangkapan berdasarkan kekerasan dalam rumah tangga atau AVO.
And if they don't see a lawyer to try to help them negotiate time with the kids, if they just continue sending the messages with an AVO being in place saying they can't, then they could be charged with what's called a breach of an AVO. And that's the criminal offence. And that's the one that really gets them stumped because then they have a criminal record.
Tergantung pada pelanggaran apa yang telah Anda lakukan, konsekuensinya bisa berubah dari peringatan menjadi denda hingga sesuatu yang lebih buruk.
If it's a parking ticket, that's a minor traffic offence. That's not going to be on your record. But things like using offensive language in public, if they have a knife, in public, in a public place, if they're driving without their licence, if they're driving over the speed limit, depending on how much over the speed limit they've driven, all of those things that can form part of a criminal record. Shoplifting is another thing.
Sementara denda jumlahnya dapat mencapai beberapa ribu dolar yang dapat menyebabkan lebih banyak masalah jika Anda tidak dapat membayarnya. Namun Florence Montalvo Cruz mengatakan ada cara untuk mendapatkan dukungan dari semua itu.
Legal Aid have a working development order service that can help them pay off the fines without paying it off in terms of money, but rather engaging in community activities. Study is another one as well, and the hours that they put in on those activities works off the fine that they owe.
Nohara Odicho adalah petugas keterlibatan masyarakat untuk layanan pengungsi bantuan hukum New South Wales. Ia mengatakan bahwa Anda tidak perlu ragu untuk menerima nasihat hukum gratis melalui bantuan hukum atau legal aids.
Most people from CAL communities and newly arrived, they tend to blame themselves when those problems happen, so they don't ask for help. They will ask community members, so, and there's some maybe they get the wrong advice, the wrong information.
Tidak bermasalah apakah masalah Anda kecil atau besar, ia mengatakan Anda harus mendapatkan bantuan profesional melalui bantuan hukum setempat atau legal aid setempat sedini mungkin.
It's like when you're sick, you go to the doctor. When your car is broken, you just take someone to fix it. So those legal issues, and you can see someone to help you with. Most people, they say it's not really a big problem. Is to go to a lawyer. Don't need a lawyer. It's just like something small. It's just a fine. It's just like a contract. Or just like I have a problem with the school and with my children. I don't want anyone to involve in this matter. But just saying those are legal issues and we can really solve it. And as early that you can come, you have more options.
Florence Montalvo Cruz mengatakan bahwa apa yang Anda bicarakan dengan pengacara Anda adalah terahasia.
So a lot of the times people are worried that the community is going to know what the legal problem are. There's going to be talk in the town, and that's not going to happen because when you see a lawyer, particularly a legal aid lawyer, it's free. But when you see a lawyer, it's confidential. They won't disclose whatever you've discussed to anyone else.
Nah, pendengar, jika Anda memerlukan bantuan hukum atau legal aid, atau jika Anda memiliki pertanyaan, Anda dapat menghubungi kantor legal aid atau bantuan hukum setempat secara gratis, dan Anda juga dapat meminta juru bicara.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.